to the With the Will podcast. We're here to entertain and inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark. I run With the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and Unchained did nothing wrong.
We'll find out about that later. How has the last few weeks been, Dev?
Very busy, because I work at a place that sells balloons, and Party City has ceased to exist.
So. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Because they got bought by a private equity company, didn't they?
And they're just gone, so now I have to spend...
No. I mean they were bought by a private equity company a few years ago, which means they're gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a tiring few weeks. I don't even remember if I've mentioned any of it to you, but we'll go over it later.
I think the only thing you mentioned is random memes and that a game that I like is on sale.
Definitely didn't mention it then. Okay. First up, Liberator. So I think this is the first time we've gotten the web novel 2 weeks in a row, even though we're getting like shorter chapters now, which it feels like it's easier to read the web novel now that it's not, here are four chapter segments in a row, read them all right now.
Yes, especially because they just happen to drop right before the goddamn podcast, so then I have to like speed run them.
Well, what also helps this is they're dropping web novel segments, but it's also not, you have to constantly stop to look at the art, the cards. Oh, it's a new card that you've never seen before, so you have to stop and look at it. Here it's like, here is novel, you read novel. And it ties into the comic, so get a decent bit of exposition. Hey, Cross Connectia has a time differential, which means, you know, they have to do with an X amount of whatever else things will go off kilter. I like that everything's more connected now, it feels like.
Yeah, it's not just, okay, this is the same setting, but these people are just completely off doing other shit.
And then, right when everyone gets to Cross Connectia, they're separated. It was always funny to me when people complained about that in 2020, because that is like a big Digimon plot thing. It's just, you have your group, and then the group gets separated constantly.
Like, do not break up the party. The party is broken up.
And then Liberator Comic comes back with Prelude of Destruction. That's a nice title. And look at all those McQueenamons.
I love the artwork. Well, the cover artwork.
I like Unchained popping up to gloat.
Unchained deserves to gloat.
And also claiming her name is Chained.
They can do whatever they want. They're a precious baby.
And then we get the evolutions. I like the half-half one where it shows the faces on the other side with the borders. And then, can we just say, like, a weird combo to show for a menacing shot? Lunamon, Dogachimon, and Mugendramon. Those are three characters.
Lunamon is exceptionally menacing, okay?
Those are three characters you generally don't see. And then, like, does it feel like Special Boss Zeno would have more weight if we hadn't already been told it's Zenith?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you're going to introduce mysterious masked figure, I'm not saying we wouldn't know it was Zenith instantly. I feel like it would have had more weight if we had not been told. God, at this point, were we told like 2 months ago when we first saw the costumes, like, that's Zenith's new outfit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then the novelty bug members are off on their own adventure. Yuki's brought people to the sanctuary. It has to be odd for people to see the sanctuary if they're only reading the comic, because it's only been in the novel up till now.
Was mentioned once in the comic before.
Oh, was it? Okay, I must have forgot that then. I only remember really Yuki and Impmon being there and arguing with Hackmon.
And so it was just like a one tiny panel and like
and then,
in the background.
Then we get a great SD Yuki, and then Yuki and Impmon leave to go rejoin the novel. And then we get
I've done my debut over here. Go watch my creepy YouTuber 3D model thing.
And then what is one of my favorite exposition type things is right before the end, a character going, I know what's happening, which closed us, and then the end.
Sure happened.
I think the weird thing is, most people generally hear that if Liberator had ended at year one, it would have ended right when that story ended. Does it feel like this could, like, we assume it's going to go the whole year for a year or two, but since it started, it sort of has the feeling of almost any chapter feels like the next one could be the end.
I kind of feel like they did that for, like, a chunk of Seekers, too.
Where it kind of kept going, is this over? Is this... What? Yeah, and then
like,
with...
Like, this be a good spot, to, like, a okay spot to cut it off.
Yeah, but I would assume we're going to get it for a full year, but we'll see. And then, we the actual end of Digimon comic...
Madness.
So we got the end of the four that have been running since issue one. Part two of Seekers Walsholm's Nightmare, which is basically part four of Seekers comic. And then a one-shot with Digimon Get Back. So we're just going to go over these reasonably quickly, just because time.
So yeah, first we up, don't want to be here tonight.
Recollection part four.
God, that was so fucking good.
It was. Did you like the chapter image with Rico with all the Omegamon figures and model kits?
So good.
Then we get the Agumon battling, and in different shots, it's evolving as it's going. And then I made a joke about the Geo Greysword breaking, and I wondered if it was a reference to the toy being canceled. People are like, no, that happens in the show. I know it happens in the show. I prefer to think it's a toy reference with how many toy references there are. Also, lots of callbacks and winks to our war game, which makes sense based on the plot. But I like when stuff like, you know, send your memories of Digimon is their way of doing the emails.
Yes, and also that's something that Digimon Partners did a couple of times as well.
Yeah. And then the Omega Blade shows up, which evolves Shine Greymon to burst mode.
Like, that's not going to fit through the gate. Let's cut it up.
Yeah. And the end of him was actually the same, was the sword in the forehead. I wanted to say nose, but Armageddon's nose kind of is face. And then we get Rico and Akuramon walking. And it kind of swings back to Bloom, and man, that is a somewhat complicated and deep ending that kind of leaves certain things to your imagination as to what is actually happening.
Very satisfying either way.
Yeah. Like, the way I took it was that Rico was never there. It's kind of like an echo of Lila from Bloom, who is his brother, sister, is how I took it.
I still have not.
I'm not saying it's right. That was a more complicated ending. But yeah, Bloom, they need to put up all the award ones in English. Especially with how many of them have vague tie-ins to stuff. Then Knuckles. So Knuckles was weird for me because I liked it. I felt weirdly disconnected from it. Like the Leviathan stuff,
it was,
I remember.
Like a big jump from the last one.
Okay, there was a jump because like, it was weird because like the battle with Jessmon, it felt weirdly disconnected from me. I really liked it, but it didn't have the through line for me that the others did. And
I feel like if there was more,
you think
if they were allowed more pages,
then... Do you think it was just the 3 months in between and losing track?
No, it could definitely could be that.
I love near the end Hackmon popping up. He was almost like a Muppet. Like where it kind of just shows him like grabbing on, like that was weird and I like it. Paradox, that was a good ending. Like that's just I
really love the use of like spot colors for Paradox.
Yeah, Paradox has been very good at and here it's done supremely well. And then the very end, the last page where Eve's telling the story, the first page was that same window with her sitting there. Which is weird because I don't think that page is actually in the comic because he used it as the cover because he wanted an extra page. Yeah, this one dealing with branching timelines and how they're breaking, that's some good... There's lots of good story and character stuff there, though. It's hard to get past moments like the color punctuation that just works really well. And then Royal Knights, Wanyamon being a delinquent at the beginning... I like he draws the digital hazard on himself.
I love how Dukemon is just, like, apparently on the verge of just murdering everyone at all times.
And then Wanyamon beating up Dinosmon. Kenya Yabuno knows what the people want. We want to see Wanyamon beat up the Royal Knights. And then it ends with them just eating candy, and also Exomon is there.
Yep.
Also, I don't remember... Maybe I'm misremembering. Did he ever actually get Exomon's signature?
You know what? I don't recall, because everyone who gets near him just freezes up.
Yeah, in my brain, I want to say they kicked back getting his because of the difficulty in doing it, but I don't actually remember. At the end, they say he has everyone except Alphamons, but I just don't remember. Then Walslum's Nightmare. This one, I really did not... some of the chat says we actually do not see them see it, the Exmon one. I thought that's what it was. I assumed I'd forgotten.
Memory is a sieve.
Yeah, and then Seeker's one. I weirdly didn't connect to this as much because... Am I wrong, or did the whole, like... human plot stuff, was that there in part one?
No, not at all. Just came out of absolutely fucking nowhere.
Okay, I'm like, I was like, did they hint at this last time and I just don't remember it? Because they spent a lot of time on this woman flashback to deal with it, and I didn't remember it, so I kind of went, that's weird. The evolution scenes were nice.
The visuals were amazing, and also the character facial expressions were great.
Also, can we just point out that Eiji and Lugamon are drawn far goofier than everyone else?
As they should be.
Like, Leon, they'll draw him with, like, this serious expression, and then you'll see Lugamon drawn like a puffball, and Eiji, like, goofy.
Like, they just go straight up Looney Tunes physics for those two.
Yeah. I will say, I'm happy... it was a continuing adventures of the characters and not an attempt at an actual sequel.
It works because it's just kind of like a little side episode. Yes, it's exactly. Not trying to cram a whole new storyline into essentially two tiny chapters.
Talking about cramming a story, Digimon Get Back's a one-shot, and that was gold, honestly.
It was fucking amazing. So, and also, I'm really glad for... the evolution for that one.
So Digimon Get Back does a great trick, which is it uses the imagery and things fans will remember from various Digimon shows, twist it a bit, so it does not need to detail things. So like it shows the crest. It gives us a quick explanation of the keys, which because there's so many widgets like that in the franchise, you don't need to explain them anymore. We get it. They mention the ancient Digimon. I think we only see one or two of them really quickly.
Yeah, we see two.
Yeah.
I like they included the goats.
It frames everything really well. I liked it at the beginning. It basically frames it in text before the story starts. It's basically for the author reaching out to anyone and everyone who has regrets. And this is just showing a character able to fix one of them. You get the weird data ghost of him as a kid, and then at the end it's revealed as it's Agumon following him around. That feels like a very goofy Agumon thing.
Also, it's great because it's like, well, I guess I'm just accepting that I'm followed around by a ghost of my own trauma for, you know, the past quarter of a century. This is fine.
And that Skull Sadamon popping up, I laughed at that, honestly.
His expressions were also great.
And then we see history going wrong. Weirdly, the Crest of Courage was done like it was in Try, where it's framing courage as something you have to actually reach for, not just... jumping and doing the stupid thing. And then Dinomon! That was an unexpected warp evolution, honestly.
Yes, I was expecting either, you know...
I was expecting Victory Greymon.
A Ward Greymon variant, or... Oh yeah, that would have actually been really fucking cool, too.
Yeah. That's who I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's like literally Godzilla.
And then overwrites, I loved Agumon calling it New Game Plus. but yeah, I think this is a solid use of, you would not be able to do a story like this so well and so breezy if you did not use stuff like adventure imagery so everyone knows what you're talking about.
Like, it comes built in.
Yeah, it was an amazingly solid, more so that, am I wrong, or did he say no out of fear and immediately once he said no and they left, he instantly regretted it? It wasn't like he had to be convinced that he made the wrong decision. He knew he did when he did it.
Yeah.
It was really great. I love that it did not just Get Back, but in general, they all did unique and interesting stuff. I like that they weren't all pseudo darker takes. I would really like more funny takes in the future if they do stuff like this.
I know we've mentioned it like probably 10,000 times over the podcast in general, but a series with slice of life comedy stuff with Digimon would be very fun and enjoyable.
Yeah, it would, because it'd be just characters doing whatever, and then you also have an Agumon standing there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy with Digimon comic. I hope we get more. I think it's something we might see revisited someday. It feels like with a new anime coming, we'll probably get an ongoing manga of some sort.
Yeah, if Digimon comic comes back around, it'll probably be during like a lull between anime series again.
I would hope so, especially now that they've done it and they can just do it again. I'm very happy with it, though. And then the most exciting thing that everyone likes to hear about, fiscal reports.
So excited.
The funny part is, there's really not, even though this is like a full fiscal year instead of a quarter, it's basically what it's been the last year, which is 23 was a down year because TV show go off. So most of fiscal 24 was in 2023, which is down because show ended. And then over the past year and change, it's been growing even without much to actually go on. And a lot of this, and this is specifically Toei, growing, doing well, still in that zone of 3 or 4, it's hard to tell because so much things could move around, but yeah. And it did get a few mentions in the text elements, not just the, here's Digimon on the chart. So they mentioned merchandising rights overseas again, which has come up a number of times in the past year.
Yep.
The domestic copyright business, which is basically like shows and whatnot, they expect to go up next year due to new shows like Digimon Beat Break, they mentioned. They also mentioned, is it a clip show that they're doing for Kitaro, like a best of the entire franchise or something? I don't think it's an actual new show they're doing for Kitaro.
I don't pay enough attention to that one.
I think what they're doing is they're doing like the best episodes from all over the franchise, and I think it has some sort of introduction thingy from actors or something. So they expect that to do well. A lot of people were confused why Kitaro ranked reasonably highly for licensing before a show started. It's because there was that movie like half a year ago.
I remember seeing something. I don't remember what the hell it was.
There was a reasonably big budget Kitaro theatrical film. So it got bumped up a bit. That's about it for the financials. I think everyone's happy that we only get those every 3 months. And every 3 months when I remember it's time for them, I have to go look at it, I have to go, what can I say that is actually different if there's anything to actually say? At least it's not...
If you just lied and copy-pasted, I don't think anyone would notice.
Oh, no. A lot of the stuff's copy-pasted, and I say I'm copy-pasting because there's nothing to say that's different from last time. The one thing that's nice is it's no longer people rushing to check to go, does it say when Digimon Survive is going to come out? And no, it's not going to do that. And then
Digimon is dead.
Real Sound did an interview with Yu Kaminoki, who's the current producer of Digimon. I believe she was the assistant producer of the beginning who wrote some of those blog posts on the Digimon Partners.
Okay.
She went over how she ended up in anime. Like, she talked about when she watched Sailor Moon as a kid and it didn't get broadcast because they were doing special programs after an earthquake. She, like, was shocked at how sad she was that Sailor Moon wasn't on. Then she became assistant producer for Pretty Cure. She produced Sailor Moon Crystal. She talks about Digimon. There's not a lot of relevance in what she discusses, not because it's not important, but because it's stuff we generically knew, like, you know, the type of stuff where they had to have lots of meetings so they could make sure the movie was in a position so it could be dubbed and shown in theaters in multiple countries. Because remember, that had a really fast rollout.
Yes, we were very surprised by that.
Yeah, and she talks about that, like, they had to have meetings with planning, production staff, overseas staff. They'd have to have a meeting, and the next day, there would have to be animation retakes for, you know, and rush those so they could be done so that the movie would be finished. She talks about, you know, they still want it, the works to be aimed at children, but they have to be interesting for adults, which is basically a longstanding Toei thing anyways. Points out, you know, the people who grew up with Digimon are in their late 20s to 30s. So it has to be stuff that's interesting to them, too. You know, they have children who might want to watch Digimon. Beat Break. There isn't really much said about Beat Break that's interesting, to be honest. like, I'm skimming just to see if there's anything I missed about it. It's more just, you know, Digimon series is one where they take challenges with it. And
this
they
one might be kind of darker.
See, the problem is that's basically been something they've said about almost every Digimon series.
Chops at Hot Topic.
I still like that they still have those promotional Agumon and Gabumons. I swear we've seen those for like 7 or 8 years in the interviews.
So don't get dusty.
Yeah, let's see, moving on from the interview. The Steam Creature Collector Fest sale ends in a few hours, I believe. A couple Digimon games are on sale. Next Order is $10. Cyber Sleuth is $5.
I need to check if I have... I know I have Cyber Sleuth on Steam. I do not remember if I have Next Order.
Many people are very excited because Cyber Sleuth has reached its maximum number of people who have ever been playing it on Steam at the same time, and it's like 5,000 people. It's like, yes, it's $5. There are a lot of people trying new games right now when stuff is on sale. But yeah, so if you don't own Cyber Sleuth or Next Order on PC, now's the time to check before those sales end. Let me see. If it says here, when does it... Sale ends in about 14 hours. So everyone has time, but yeah.
Honestly, after the podcast.
Honestly, the deal for Next Order is good. The deal for Cyber Sleuth is great, especially when you remember it's Cyber Sleuth and Hacker's Memory.
I think I got it like $10 or $15.
That $4.99, that's like a penny per blue tunnel. But yeah, those are honestly great deals. And then we get Time Stranger people. So first up, we get to see a little clip of the Bearmon brothers doing a little attack. Then Magnemon. Then Omegamon. So Omegamon? So, Dev, did you watch the clip of Omegamon?
You know what? I actually didn't.
The sound effects are so shitty. Especially when the Guru cannon fires, it's like a bing. It's.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, it's you just played it, didn't you? It's really not good.
It's kind of sad.
It needs a more booming noise to it, honestly. Then Marukamon. Marukamon had a nice dynamic look. The hardest part of Marukamon, though, is when you get the underlook and you get, like, the human face shoved in your face.
It's like, oh, wait, he has... That's a mask.
Yeah, and then we get Halsemon, which, that is a nice addition. And then we get a new introduction for Hiroko Sagisaka.
She looks kind of weird.
Well, I think part of the issue is when you have the same artist doing all the art for a few games... they start doing more dynamic poses. So here it's like just like a weird creepy sort of pose where it's also like there's nothing creepy minus that like she's doing the weird tongue thing. Also the weird... Is that bag a triangle?
It is.
That bag's weird. But yeah, so Time Stranger stuff keeps on going. We're starting to get news on Anime Expo panels. I wouldn't be shocked if a Digimon panel pops up at some point. Especially with Time Stranger and Beat Break coming, we'll see. And then, all hail Terrormon Assistant. So before the comics were up, they did previews, they did little interviews. They also announced a Terrormon Assistant plush.
I want it so fucking badly.
Do you like how it is literally perfectly a Terrormon plush with a lab coat and a can badge?
Yes.
And a tie. I keep forgetting about the tie, to be honest.
It just kind of blends in. Like, sure, it is, you know, the entire length of his body, but it just kind of feels like it was always there.
Yes. And then another Terrormon Assistant Lab, they put English subtitles for the interview with the Time Stranger producer. Honestly, nothing super exciting, even when we have everything translated. The funniest thing is Terrormon Assistant, once again, asking if he can be in the game. The producer basically went... I figured you were going to ask this. We'll see.
Fucking better.
Although it's literally pointed out the Terrormon Assistant, basically any staff when they're on the show, get asked if they'll put Terrormon Assistant in stuff.
Because they should.
Also, he brings up a point. He missed the bingo for Digimon Con because for the game section, he guessed the name of the hero. Like, he picked a hero name and he said he thinks this is going to be the name of the hero based on what we've seen. And it wasn't accurate. Terramon points out something, though. If he had guessed the name correctly, he would have gotten a bingo. Do you get to pick your name in the game, or do you only use the predetermined name? The producer said you do get to choose the name. So on a technicality, Terramon actually got a bingo.
That is true.
And the staff has to give him his prize of meat.
Well, he already has his own plushie, so.
Yes. And then they announced the Braveheart Digimon Animation 25th Arranged Version. We'll get a CD on June 25th. This is the version from Digimon Beyond, Adventure Beyond. It has the song and also the karaoke version. I have to decide if I'm going to order this. It is always hard to order stuff when there's only like one thing coming out around that time.
Yeah, because you can't combine it with other items in like one shipment.
Well, it's sort of like there were CDs I wanted a while ago, and I waited until a number of them were coming up all at once and then pre-ordered them, and then I got them in like April. Here, there's nothing else. So it's like, it is a CD single. It is like a $5 CD. It's going to be $45 to get it shipped. So we'll see. Yeah, even in the chat, they're like, yeah, only the one. It's one of those things where it doesn't look like they're pre-order bonuses, so I'm hoping it stays in print long enough. It's not a one-off printing.
You know what? If I end up grabbing the Wadakoji CDs, I'll probably grab that one too in an extra copy and just toss it at you.
That was actually from my last batch. The last batch of CDs that I ordered from Japan Dev was the Wadakoji concert. I got the version with the Blu-ray.
I remember that.
The Digimon History 2015-2023 All the Best, where they did the O2 cover. They did a CD set from both Mario RPG soundtracks, the original and the remake. And acoustic arrangements of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth music.
I remember the Final Fantasy one.
That was the one where I showed you that had the janky cover.
Yeah.
Where it looked like someone scratched the title on it.
Yeah.
And then card time. So first up, can we just point out that Piomon card is really great. That's a good, like, it's weird. It's weird to see Piomon doing the Naruto run.
Chocobo.
And then we get Monochromon battling Greymon, and it's reference to old Digimon art. In fact, I think
I say it every time, but I still love that V-Pet border.
No, it really does look nice. I like how multiple people pointed out it's repeating. So if you put them next to each other, it actually looks nice like a single. Yeah, Megadramon. That I just like that art. It looks good.
Off like the original pose too, which is so fucking cool.
And then Pagumon with his Zerumon.
I want to go to the beach.
Gazimon is referenced to another piece of old artwork. The perspective is interesting, but I don't think it necessarily does much benefit for Gazimon himself.
It just looks like he's kind of like sitting in the air, sort of.
You know what I was gonna say? It looks like he got hit and he's done like stop, jump, and roll.
It's like a freeze frame. It's like, hi, would you like to know how I got into this situation?
And then very good art for Devidramon.
It's so cool and menacing.
I don't have much to say about it because it's just really good.
And it's then, like the Spawn comic book
and then,
feel.
So then this one's, Metal Tyrannomon's great because out of nowhere, it's like some of the best art in the set.
Also like the original pose from the Kenji Watanabe.
And then we also get Mugadramon battling from a very, very well-known place from Digimon World 1 and battling Mamemon. And also with the cannons backwards, which I think they did that for the... Didn't they do that for the precious...
Giant figure that's like $500?
That was themed after Digimon World also. Although I think that one, I think you could reverse them, couldn't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive you could do
those. That's what I thought. And then Airdramon. It's weird. You do not often get Airdramon like right from the front.
He looks so majestic and goofy.
Also Goofy's Betamon. I love the Betamon with the lower evolutions and all the sprites jumping out of the V-Pet. We also get the same with Dark Tyrannomon. That Dark Tyrannomon needs to see a dentist.
His gums aren't that bad.
And then X-Tyrannomon. I love the breaking the V-Pet cage. I love it. Then
I love the little expression on his eyes, too.
And let's not all forget Sukumon. With Chumon and the Numamons. That is such a colorful image for, like, gunky sewer and everything.
Like, you are in a sewer. You don't have to be that bright.
And also, look, Edamon with his biggest fan, Manzaemon. I'm trying to decide, is Manzaemon excited to see Edamon, or is he trying to take the plush?
Like, don't talk to me or my son ever again.
Then we get Tuskmon. Very good piece of art. Although maybe showing a bit too much lip.
A little too much gloss, too.
Then we get Gizamon, who is harassing a Poyomon.
Poyomon knows what it did.
Then we get Koromon and Bodomon with background from the original V-Pet and a protein pill being dropped. I just like this one. It's good.
And they also do kind of like the same thing with Tsunamon.
Yeah, a little art reference from both of them also. Although you think Tsunamon would be more excited to see meat. Also, is it drooling now that I look closer?
Zoom in.
I think Tsunamon has like a little drool thing under its mouth. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yep, it's drooling.
And then Analogmon. I like the proportions feeling like the old chunky polygon models.
It really works, and also like the background is, it's so fitting.
Then we get Raremon, which Raremon really feels like it's inspired by an old monster movie.
Really gives me Hedorah vibes.
Yeah. Then we get Tropiomon, which does this have weird Lion King vibes to you?
Everything the light touches is your kingdom.
Then we get Hydramon looking a bit more cartoony than they often do. Then Cernamon. Okay, Cernamon was supposed to, does this look more doggish than it tends to?
Yeah, and also kind of zoomed out, I didn't realize until then that the markings on its like chest actually kind of look like a little face. Look like a frowny face.
Then we get Patamon happily eating meat.
Now I'm hungry.
It's weird seeing Patamon sit and having like its hands like opposable thumbs.
Especially because it only has, like, 3 digits.
Yeah. Then we get Tokomon going to town on piece of meat, and that's more art referencing. And that Poyomon clearly wants some.
It's not getting any.
Then we get... So the Nanimon one is interesting because it's references to multiple pieces of art of Tanimon and Palmon dealing with drunk Nanimon. Then we get Numamon, which, trying to be comfortable, and also a reference to old story bits that suggested that Manzaemon is Numamon inside of a costume. And then protein pill. Betamon looks very derpy there, doesn't he?
He is. Yes.
Look at his mouth, then his eyes. Then Weregrumon, Sagittarius one. It's been a while since we've seen him.
I forgot he existed.
Oh yeah, I saw the art and I was like, wow, it's been a bit. And then also Crescurumon doing a fantastic spin, and you notice who he's battling in the background?
Ooh. Algomon.
Yes. Well, I'd say he's a bit far away to be having a good battle.
He's not even looking in his direction.
Yeah, that's... it's supposed to be like a finishing move, but he feels too far away for me.
Like Algomon came here to fight, and Crescurumon is just dancing.
Then, in a new episode of Card Battle... they do deck introductions, event card, and event card previews. There's some nice crossword cards there. And then moving on from cards, first up, and a pixel art Agumon Light is out this month.
Piece of merchandise I was expecting, but it's really cute.
The weird thing for me is always with portable lights like this, it's like, here's a themed light. If you charge the battery up, it runs for 8 hours. Also, it's AA instead of rechargeable, which always feels weird to me. It feels like this is something where if you wanted it to have batteries, it should be rechargeable and should come with a USB cable to plug it into.
Even like the super cheap, shitty lights that are kind of like similar to this, where it's just like decorative flat surface lights, even the shitty ones from Target are rechargeable.
Yeah, I feel like the AA batteries makes it kind of dumb.
Yeah, you're paying like 6,600 yen and you have to go and get batteries.
And then model kit stuff. The Shizuoka Hobby Show 2025 happened. We got pictures from Asmaria and from Bandai of a test model for Kaiser Greymon in full color, which looks really nice. And behind a case, they had a silhouette of Susanumon, very clearly, definitely amplified.
Yep.
I like how it has the proportions that you sometimes get for a giant mech. So I'm looking forward to seeing this one. I think this one's going to be popular.
Yeah. Not a character that I give a shit about at all, but it looks really cool, and I'm happy for anyone who likes it.
And then, new poll time. Favorite armor evolution from the Digimental / Digiega friendship? I mean, Lydramon / Ragemon is a shoe-in for this one. I guess the question is, who do you think comes in second, and who do you think comes in last?
I mean, Thunderbirdmon has a pretty good chance of being higher up, just because he's had several...
Yeah, Thunderbirdmon and Rinkmon, I think, has a decent chance. Just because a lot of people know that the association with Cyborg 009. I feel like last place vibes is Kenkimon, because I feel like most people forget that Digimon exists.
I also forgot that Digimon exists, and... I don't know. I feel like Togemogemon is probably going to be like... Well, that one gets my vote, but I feel like it'd be like... middle of the pack.
Yeah. All right, this is one that, unless people really try to fuck with the votes, Lydramon's just blowing everything away. But we'll see. And then, in the potpourri stuff, so first up, Toei Animation Museum showed off photos of their courtyard with the Saver Zagumon statue, and one of the EO shops showed off their Digimon 02 corner with the... The theme was that they had plushies this time. So yeah, so they showed that. Then, Ayumi Minato, a couple weeks ago, had posted... It was art that takes place in between other scenes in Paradox. They said after they posted it, they had people asking if they'd posted English. They did their best to use machine translations and clean it up, but they said it was mostly machine translations and they did their best. The two stories is a story about a day when Wanya was still Wanyamon before Eve appeared. And the second is a short story after eating Taiyaki at a shrine.
Like, I appreciate the effort.
Can we just point out, though, that the theme with Paradox has been he wants more pages, and this time he just did 7 more on his own? The introduction to Paradox was that they needed an extra page, and now they've told 2 more stories, which is fun. Wawagagag, who did Recollection, posted a decent chunk of stuff. So first up, they posted Terrymon Assistant pointing out that Terrymon was introducing the mangas. And do you like how Riko and the Galgumon from the manga are like watching over him? And he realizes it. Then they showed off the cover to Digimon Recollection Chapter 1. And they said they drew it. And after turning it in, the person in charge goes, you know everyone else is doing, like, these are covers to show them off. They're doing them in color. So they redid it. Then they showed off images from later in Recollection. You could point out stuff like, you could tell they had a fever for models at the time, which is why models start to show up in there. They were almost out of story at 3, so look forward to 4. And they finished by mentioning they were amused by home economics Imperial Jamon. Then, tying into the Terrymon episode, we got wallpapers based on Recollection, Knuckles, and Paradox from the artists.
Really like these. I actually really want to use the Recollection one.
I want to use the Recollection one, but the chroma shift I don't think will look good on my phone.
Probably it's kind of busy on mine.
Yeah.
I usually have everything that's good for dark mode, essentially.
So do I. But what I mean is if you zoom into the art, they've purposely shifted the colors. You can especially see it on the black lines. And I just don't know if that... I think I'll get distracted by that on the phone wallpaper. The Knuckles one is interesting because it's SD and doesn't look anything like Knuckles, but I like it. And Paradox is just a nice little cute walking away image that's really good.
It's springtime.
Then from the card game, we get Yuki and Cool Boy. I just like how it's Cool Boy standing there being cool and Yuki is freaking out. Just like it. Usagi Bochi said it was May 8th is the birthday of Owen Dreadnought. He wants him to keep being the dependable big brother figure who can't quite be honest with his feelings. He also points out May 8th is the date that the world famous red soda, Coca-Cola, was first served. So he said raise a glass to celebrate.
I wonder if that's the theme for his new outfit.
He does have a little swirly icon on his chest.
Look, and it's the right colors.
And I hate the idea that may be true. I don't think it is, but maybe. Then Ayumi,
now you can't unsee it.
No, I can't. Then Ayumi Miyazaki pointed out that he noticed people mentioning May 10th was the 25th anniversary of breakup. He pulled out one of his CDs to take a photo, and it actually had an application form for a goggle giveaway they did back then. And he still has his Digivice from back then, which he carries around for stuff, the D3, which, yeah, it's funny, it's still that same one that he's carried around for years. Three reference book updates. Not a shock, it's Maquinamon, Mulemon, and Mockingbirdmon. Can we appreciate that Mulemon is based on the Digibeetle?
And also the hell is it? The Boston Dynamics dog.
Yes. It's helpful because we now know how to defeat it. You just got to shove it over. I will say, Mulemon is an ugly fucking Digimon.
It absolutely is.
It's designed.
Also, I like the additional references.
It's designed well, but it's purposely designed to be like this ugly fucking thing. You know what bugs me the most about Mulemon and Mockingbirdmon, though? Don't they really look like they were designed just to be mooks that are going to get blasted by someone?
Absolutely. They're just going to get, strafed into oblivion.
Yeah, it looks like they were designed for that.
I'm also wondering, just because of the way that they're almost all entirely mechanical, if they're more...
Well, I should point out. So
creature.
I should point out on the Liberator site. You know how they have those character profiles where they show the evolutions. There are now 5 new blank evolution slots for Maquinamon.
I wonder if they'll have the same silhouettes as each other.
I feel like if you do a organic version of Mulemon, it would be like an actual dog or wolf rather than fucking Misslehead. then from the card game, we get art from Golden Week where the game masters didn't have time for it.
Well, thing is, all the kids are off.
Yao,
and they're all
Yao
playing
look,
video games, and you're running a video game.
Yao looks tired.
I feel that, Yao.
Then art from Liberator, Usagi Bochi, Shoto, Terramon, Unchained. They mentioned some teases. Then we also get art from Tomo. That is very action-y Shoto art.
It's like doing a spin kick.
I know, and that doesn't feel like Shoto at all. Then the Digimon comic artists all posted stuff on social media. I'm M00 posted get back of, I forgot her name.
I forgot as well.
And Elecmon.
She wasn't important.
Yeah.
Elecmon is fucking adorable.
They said they note that you hope they enjoyed Digimon Get Back, and they drew it to resonate with the Digimon Adventure generation, which I think it did. Yes. Then SLMY1022 posted a large version of their key art they did for the cover of Aging Lugamon. That Lugamon, that's art where Lugamon's trying to look menacing, and he looks goofy.
I love him. He is so fluffy. He is the bestest boy.
Then from Strepsidus, we get Gonkumon and Hackmon from Digimon Knuckles giving a slight wave goodbye.
And they're on the Trailmon.
And they thank everyone for reading. Paradox, Ayumi Minato posted the wallpaper image, but animated.
Really cute.
Yeah, with the cherry blossoms all falling. It's a very nice image. Tenya Yabuno posted Wanyamon with the Royal Knights. All kind of Otodama-sized, or most of them Otodama-sized, I believe. If you look at the UL Force Vegemon, he doesn't feel very Otodama-y.
Just zero.
And Eximon does not look Otodama-y either, but I think he's supposed to be very far away, so he hasn't slowed everyone down.
Off in the distance.
Recollection, we got 2 pieces of art. First up, they did art of Riko and Mayu, and they said, final chapter, love, anger, sadness. They said they're exhausted, but this concludes it. It was a short amount of time, but thank you everyone for reading. And then they posted...
Again, I love the spot color.
Yeah, the blue works really well. And then they posted...
Different artists, the same reason.
Then they posted a screenshot of a bit from Recollection from Diablomon. They point out this is actually an homage to all the Digimon comics. where if you look, you can see bits of the characters from each one there, and things from each one. So, like, you can see Wanyamon, you can see Elecmon, you can see Gonkumon, you can see a vital bracelet. It's a nice little touch. The amount of little references they have in Recollections, insane. There's that one Metal Garurumon plush that everyone used to like because it looks kind of derpy.
Yes, I remember pictures of that.
Yeah. It's just insane how much it shows. And then that is it. Time for questions, everyone. So in chat, you guys can throw up your questions while we look at the ones that were sent in ahead of time. I said, do you think we'll get something like Digimon Comics again? I think me and Dev kind of agree probably. In the sense of hope so.
It makes sense that we would, and everyone seems to have been happy about
I would like to see something be done about the schedule. I understand that, like, you want the artist to have enough time, but I feel like do, like, a comic a month, and then every 3 or 4 months it cycles back around. That way, you know, there's reason to keep checking.
Like alternating release dates. Yeah.
Then, what kind of equipment do you think is a good place to start with PC gaming? The good answer.
Something you can afford.
Yeah, that's always the good answer. Like me and Dev have been looking through computer parts for her new computer. And, like, I think the best stuff has actually been stuff that you found yourself looking, don't you think, Dev?
I mean, you found the bundle, well, the initial bundle, and then I found a different bundle in the same place. Like, yeah. Ooh.
No, and, like,
and they had an in-store upgrade.
That's a good bundle of parts. The one thing I really hope Tev doesn't get the case she wants. I know she wants it. I watched a video of the case being assembled, and I just sent the video to Dev, and I'm like, Dev, please don't buy this fucking case.
I saw another video of it. It's like, oh, this is fucking easy.
Well, no, it's not that it's hard. It's, I don't like the way... So the case, Dev, it's a very nice, where everything is sideways aesthetic for a glass panel, but it's all mounted 90 degrees offset. So while the guy's building it, I keep going, where do the wires come out? Because there's stuff you have to plug in. I'm like, okay, there must be a hatch at the top. And at one point the guy goes, we'll talk about where the wires come out later. I'm like, why is he saying it like that? It has to come out the top, right? So he gets to it and he pulls off the top. I'm like, okay, I'm right at the top. Then he pulls off the top. And fans are there. I'm like, wait. Then he has to unscrew the fan assembly to get to the back ports. And I'm like, Dev, please don't fucking buy this. And like, here's the thing. She'll get what she wants, and I'll give her whatever information she needs. I just think it's a terrible idea. I do not like the idea that if you have to plug in or unplug something, you actually have to remove an entire fan assembly.
To be fair, the only time I have ever... plugged in or unplugged something is when something has actually died.
No, I understand. I just really don't like the idea of that. But yeah, or like, for example, probably Dev, when she builds her computer initially, she won't have a video card, but it has very nice onboard video and meets the requirements of the games she wants to play initially.
My standards are low.
It has a better onboard than you think, honestly. But yeah, I think I'm going to make Dev play Power Stone online.
I want to play Power Stone online.
Let's see in the chat. I said, if you could choose one crest and change its color, what crest and what color do you make it?
Because I don't have a problem with any of the crest colors.
No, I really don't either. I'm trying to think. The only thing that I could imagine is like making Hope a more vivid gold type color so it doesn't mesh quite as well with the crest of Kurt since they both kind of have points on them. But, like, none of them are actual, like, problems.
Like, orangey.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. The closest I could think of is something like that where they're kind of close. But that's about it. I don't really have any issues with them, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you have the whole rainbow across all of them, so, I mean...
Yeah. Trying to think. I suppose you could do something like, not quite a crest, but you could do, like, Destiny and make it silver instead of a second gold.
Oh, that could be cool.
Would Silver Rapidmon be as cool as Gold Rapidmon, though?
But Red Rapidmon would be 3 times as fast.
Then let's see. Have the amplified designs been a benefit to the model kits? And is it better when they do normal kits or amplified, in your opinion? So for the first, I'd say yes, because they make the model kits unique. They give a unique flavor.
Yeah, you're not just buying, okay, here's a figure of this character. It's just, okay. There's like 5 other things of that character that looks pretty much exactly the same, just slightly different scale.
And which is better? I feel like it kind of depends what you're looking for at any given time. Like, it's hard to look at the, like, the anime specific Magnemon kit and go, an amplified kit would be better. You know what I mean?
It's like, it's entirely personal preference. And
yeah,
also,
I like both, honestly. So Ramona asks, would you create your own Digimon comic or pitch an idea for a new one? I think, aren't those the same thing?
I mean, pitching one thing is different than going out of your way and drawing.
Or maybe they mean, would we pitch something for Digimon comic, like a short thing, or would we pitch like a full manga type thing?
I have lots of ideas, but I'm too lazy to do them.
Dev would pitch a slice of life.
It would actually be crack.
Then someone said, the temperature where I live has been very up and down lately. In the past, we've talked about drinks and snacks for hot or cold weather. They're wondering what you like when it's kind of random.
Bubble tea at all times. If it's cold, bubble tea. If it's warm, bubble tea.
I think that's me and hot, you.
Bubble tea.
I think that's me and you for like all beverages, mostly. Like, it's hot. Okay, I'm still going to have a hot cup of tea. It's cold. I'm still going to have iced tea. Like, today I've had at least, let's see. Have I only had one? I think I've had iced coffee today and that's it. And then after this, I'll probably go and get a drink.
I was stuck at work all day, so I was downing Starbucks Frappuccinos, like the little bottled ones, back to back to keep myself awake.
Ah, makes sense. Yeah, I don't, even when the weather here has kind of shifted a bit lately, and I've just been drinking whatever I'm going to drink, honestly. Like, if it's...
It's at the front of the fridge, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, last chance for questions in chat. After another JRPG, what genre would you like to see a Digimon game for? Honestly, I would like to see another party fighter. I'd like it to be good, but I feel like having a party fighter just fits Digimon, which is why they've done it 3 times so far.
Yeah, but the most recent time was absolutely fucking wretched.
Oh. I don't think it's, like, I think it's roughly equivalent to the 2 Rumble Arenas, honestly.
I played it. It was worse than the Rumble Arenas. The controls were just...
See, I don't think the controls for Rumble Arena 1 and 2 were that good, to be honest.
They were not, but somehow for the... I forget what the newer one was called.
All-Star Rumble?
It managed to be worse. Yes, it managed to be worse. I don't know how they did it. They had to have gone out of their way to purposely make it even shittier.
Yeah, I'd like to see Party Fighter. I think a lot of people want open world action game esque thing. It feels like
to explore the digital world, but they'd never do anything like that.
See, I feel like if that's what you want, you have to like close your eyes and play a different game. And what I mean by that is like close your eyes and go and play Bayonetta, and then open your eyes and just pretend it's a Bellstarmon game.
We could do mods.
Depends on the game. A lot of times it just ends up being, God, what was that? What was the comic that did it where, like, they made a joke about modding in your own characters, and it'd be like Batman standing there, and then it's Sonic the a giant SD Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't remember what the comic was, but it feels like that where, like, it most of the time it doesn't quite fit. It does sometimes, though. Like, it's always funny when it's like, okay, here's Agumon modded into Mario Kart. Here's Pikachu modded into Super Mario Bros.
Oh, God, I just remembered Pika Man.
Okay, looks like that's it for questions in the chat. Dev, what Wikimon article do you like people to read this week?
Ancient Troyamon, because he appeared.
That's a good one.
And he's a goat.
That's a good one.
A yak.
Okay, I can be found at With the Will as always. We're a day off this week because I'm busy tomorrow. I expect in 2 weeks we'll probably be back to Monday. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. We will catch you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.